Welcome to lesson 31, future planning. This lesson is shorter than most because the real work is going to be done outside this lesson. Inside the Rising Tide members area is a link to Dream Blazing, my annual planning tool designed specifically for creative entrepreneurs. This is the tool that you will use to map out the next 12 months of your life and work. Now, this might sound ambitious, but hear me out. Just like your financials, which we talked about in your last lesson, you need to have a vision of what the future is going to look like for the rest of your business. And because you're a creative entrepreneur, it also means that your personal life is part of that plan. The personal and professional are intertwined when you're a creative entrepreneur. A colleague of mine once said that personal problems become business problems and business problems become personal problems. That's especially true when you're a creative entrepreneur because you're so much a part of your work. So this lesson serves as an introduction to Dream Blazing, as well as the concept that all my work is based on, the five key areas of success. Now, you don't hear me talk about them directly very often, but Dream Blazing is a deep dive into defining and exploring what those really mean for you. This lesson then is a basic overview, and Dream Blazing is going to help you get clear on how they apply specifically to your unique situation. Because as I've said many times, the only definition of success that matters is yours. I can define these key areas one way, but you may see them differently. And so long as they make sense to you and have meaning for you, then that's perfect. No need to conform to my definitions. On the other hand, if you need a starting point, this can serve you well. Faith is the first key area. I define it as the nexus between your core beliefs and your values. For some people, faith is about religion, but that's not necessarily so. It is the thing or things that fill your spiritual bucket, yes, but also the elements that created that bucket in the first place. And here's a very basic example that I use to illustrate how faith isn't always about going to church or religion, and that's driving. The only reason you can get in a car and drive 30 or 40 miles an hour down a city street is because you have faith that the person in the oncoming car is going to stay in their lane. Now, honestly, you can't know for sure that they will stay over there. And there have been plenty of accidents that prove people don't always stay on their side of the road. When the only barrier between you and certain death is a splotch of yellow paint, it's a wonder we ever drive anywhere. A splotch of paint can't save your life. But we have faith in the other driver. We trust that they'll do their part while we do ours. Why? Because we value our own lives and we believe that they value theirs. We believe that people generally follow the law, especially ones that keep them safe. At the nexus of those values and beliefs, we have faith in the traffic systems and roadways of our communities. We also have faith that if someone goes over that line, that our law enforcement system will protect us in other ways. That's a kind of faith that has nothing to do with embracing a deity or trusting in the divine. Family is the second key area of success. I define it as the people who empower you and lift you up. So, yes, it's very possible that your chosen family may exclude some of your blood relatives. Or it may include fictional characters who inspire or motivate you. It may include friends and colleagues and other people you're not related to, legally or through bloodlines. So if you've got toxic blood relations, for our purposes, you don't have to count them as your family unless you want to. Sometimes, if you've got strained relationships that you want to work on, you might want to count them as a person in your chosen family. Just remember that you'll also have to set boundaries with your family, especially if they are toxic people. Several years ago, the number one relationship I wanted to work on was my relationship with myself. I am part of my own family, and there's nobody who's more deserving of a healthy relationship than me. And so I want to put that charge to you as well. Count yourself in your own family. Put your own oxygen mask on first, as it were. Fitness sounds pretty self-explanatory on the surface, but indulge me for a moment. Fitness is both your physical body, your container, if you will, and that which is contained inside that container. So this means the way your body functions, but also the higher level functioning like mental health, learning and personal development, as well as interpersonal relationships, matters of the heart, and in some ways your emotional or spiritual well-being. Anything that contributes to your overall well-being can fall inside this fitness category. It's really up to you. I talk about it in terms of the container and what's being contained inside. So when I encourage clients to set their goals in this area, I recommend setting two goals, one for the container, like losing weight or building strength, and one for what's being contained inside, like learning a new skill or a language or seeing a therapist or what have you. Fortune is about money, but it's also about anything that encourages you to live a life of good fortune. So it's about income and expenses, saving for the future, but also your relationship to money, your money stories, and any other elements that block or encourage your flow of abundance, as it were. You can be making a ton of money and still be miserable. So looking at the relationship between your income and your misery might fall here. Again, it's really up to you how you define this. Freedom is the last of the five key areas. Those things that contribute to your sense of freedom, sovereignty, autonomy, and what that looks like for you. Now, for me, freedom is about having the ability to go, be, do, see, have, experience the things that are most important to me. It's also about being able to pursue my dreams in ways that are in alignment with my values and my beliefs. And this is where I do my big picture dreaming and visioning for my future. Those things I can't always accomplish in a year's time, but are still important to me. Like hitting the New York Times bestseller list. Probably won't happen this year, but it's one of those things that inspires me to keep moving forward on my journey. Now, these key areas are in this order for a reason. And when you're going through dream blazing, you're going to go through them in this order for a reason. You've got to be clear on your values and beliefs before anything else makes sense. So we start with faith. Then we need to know who we can turn to and trust to encourage us on our path, so family is next. Then we've got to be taking care of ourselves, or things won't get done for very long, so that puts fitness third. And then fortune. Also, recognize that the money stuff is only 20% of the whole picture here. I know it can feel like everything sometimes, but I assure you, it's not, and it's in this order. And then lastly, we look at freedom and the things that inspire us to keep moving forward through the hard parts of life and work. If you recall Maslow's hierarchy of needs, self-actualization is at the top of the hierarchy. That's freedom for us in this example, and we move towards it, but we still got to cover the basic survival level stuff first. So that's why we work through these key areas in a particular order. Now, I'm going to remind you again that these are my definitions, the general framework that I've used for decades now to help me define and achieve my own definition of success. You may want to run with these as is for a while, or go ahead and tweak them to suit your needs, but you'll need all five key areas. Why? Because as I've discovered, if you neglect any one of these areas for too long, you can very literally die in that area. Neglect your family for too long? You won't have one. Neglect your fitness too long, you could actually die. Neglect your money for too long and financial ruin isn't far off. And neglecting your faith, your values and beliefs, you won't even be the person that you are today. Without a sense of freedom, well, you're just a prisoner in your own life, and that doesn't sound like much fun to me. So your assignment is to dig into dream blazing and start defining what each of those key areas looks like for you for the next 12 months. Now that's right, by the time you finish dream blazing, you're going to have a roadmap for the next 12 months of your life and work with clear goals that you're working toward to set you on your own path to creative freedom and success as you define it on your own terms. Now this might take a few days to do. You can sit down and do it all in one setting. I do this every year in our annual planning inside A Club, inside the incubator. But you can do it at your own pace. I've offered this program before I made it available for free inside the community. We did it as an 8-day program. So you take module 1 on the first day, module 2 on the second day, etc. But you can go at any pace that works for you to get through these 8 modules. In our next lesson, we're going to get clarity on your marketing strategy so that you know what you're going to do to promote your business and how to start drawing in more sales and income in the very near future. So it's helpful to know what your plans are going to be for the next 12 months to know what you're going to be able to do in terms of marketing. I will see you there.